Saturday, May 18th, these are readings from today's Holy Mass. First reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20 and 30 through 31. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, although I had done nothing against our people or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason then that I have requested to see you and to speak with you, for it is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord. And the responsorial psalm, "The just will gaze on your face, O Lord." The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his searching glance is on mankind. And the response, "The just will gaze on your face, O Lord." The Lord searches the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. For the Lord is just, he loves just deeds. The upright shall see his face. And the response, "The just will gaze on your face, O Lord." And the gospel acclamation, "Alleluia, Alleluia, I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth. Alleluia, Alleluia." And the gospel, it's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. John chapter 21. Verses 20 through 25. Peter turned and saw the disciples following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die, but Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern of it is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.